Hello.
This is Squirrel calling back from customer service. How may I help you?
I believe I was charged something that I didn't purchase. And I'd like to cancel that and get my money back. Thank you.
Okay. Well, can we start by getting your zip code?
08406.
08406. Okay. And can I get your first and last name?
Alvin Graves.
All right, Mr. Graves, and can you verify your address for me?
Yeah, 5003 Vintner Avenue, Vintner City, New Jersey.
Okay, so I do have an account pulled up under your name. Just give me a couple of minutes while it loads. Our system is loading a little slow today.
Say that again.
I do have an account pulled up under your name, but just give me a couple minutes while it loads. Our system is loading a little slow today.
Yeah, I don't even know what this is.
Just give me
one
second.
Who you are, what company you're representing, anything.
Well, sir, I'm part of a third-party customer service agency that services several different products. I do have your account pulled up, and I'm looking at it right now. Okay, I see. So, on the 8th of December, do you recall ordering a tactical bag and paying a $7.95 shipping and handling fee?
Yeah, yes. What they got to do with the $67.32?
All right, sir. I'll explain that for you. So, when you ordered that tactical bag, you did pay a $7.95 shipping and handling fee. On that website, there are some fine print terms and conditions. I do understand if you missed it. A lot of people do. But within those terms and conditions, it does outline that by paying that $7.95 shipping and handling fee, you do agree
what?
To a you do
don't hang
by,
up. Don't hang up, man.
I'm not hanging up, sir.
All right.
I will still explain everything to you. Okay, so by paying that $7.95 shipping and handling fee, you do agree to a later charge of $67.32 for the Factory Direct Savings Club membership. And if you don't cancel within time, you will be charged the full price of the membership.
Yeah, I don't want the membership. I want my money back. $67. And I want my money back.
All right, sir. Well, I can go ahead and cancel this membership for you. However, since this is a valid charge, I can't give you a full refund. I can give you 35%. Is that okay?
What do you mean 35%? No, I don't want this. No. I'm not. No. That's a robbery. That's called robbery in America. What part of that you not getting? That's called stick your hands up in the air and I'm taking your money. I want my money back. I did not agree to no $67. I agreed to getting it back because I took a survey. That was it. Damn. Nothing more, nothing less. If you want the bag back, take the bag back. Give me all my money back. How's about that?
Well, sir, we're not a receiving company. We're only a shipping company. So if you send the bag, well, actually, you can't send the bag back. You can have the bag. The bag is free. You didn't pay for the bag necessarily. You paid for the Factory Direct Savings Club membership.
I don't want no membership, man.
All right. Well, I already
I'm unaware of any membership. Man, I want all my money back.
All right, sir, I already canceled the membership for you, so you won't be charged any further. And as a courtesy, I can give you a 50% refund, but I can't give you any more of that.
You can give me, you just said 35, now you went to 50. You can give me all of my money back. So let's cut to the chase, and I'd like to have all of my money back, please. Please. I don't have money to be donating to nobody. I'm poor.
I understand, sir. I'm very poor myself, but I can only give you 50%. A 50% refund.
No, I want all of my money back, man. That's called robbery. That's a robbery charge.
I know, sir. I understand your frustration, but it is completely...
No, you don't understand my frustration, man. If you understand my frustration, you'd be like, okay, sir, we gladly refund you your money, you're unaware. Bam. Then you would understand my frustration. So don't go there. I need all of my bread back.
No, I promise you, I do understand, but it is company policy, and I can only give you 50%.
Who I gotta talk to get all of my money? Because you went from 35 to 50, so if you can do that, you can give me 100% of my money back. Not your money, my money. I don't get this. What is this about America that everybody's just hyped up?
Well, sir, I can only give you 50%. I'm sorry, and I do understand your frustration.
Is there a supervisor available? Who can I speak to that has the authority to hit the button and give me my money back?
Well, sir, the supervisors do go by the same protocol. So if you do talk to a supervisor, they will tell you the same thing, that this is a valid charge.
So who do I? That's all right. I'll get the rest of my money back from Cash App, because somebody's going to pay for this. I already reported y'all. I'm going to keep reporting it until I get all of my money back, because that's a policy that should be able, a customer who is unawares, not making a purchase, you're going to just take their money? I don't
no,
see
sir,
how that you can do that.
No, sir, we're not trying
take
to take
somebody's money. You did.
No, sir, we're not trying
I
to take
saw
your
that.
Money,
I was
sir.
Right there. Somebody just took my money.
We're not trying to take your money, sir. It was outlined with
the It's the bamboozlement. It's the hoodwink. It's the bee, the fleas on Fluffy, the boar-headed bullshit, the Roger Rabbit, the Wile E. Coyote. Shall I continue? Come on, man. That's crazy.
Sir, it is considered a valid charge, and I can only give you 50%.
A valid charge? Listen, don't go there about valid. Return what you can return. Send me an email with all of this information so I can have something in writing. So when I report y'all, I have all the facts straight, because I am not letting these coins go by. Absolutely not. That's retarded. I'm going to give you, I don't even know you people, a donation.
All right, sir. Well, I'm going to go ahead and process your 50% refund. I can't send you a confirmation email because we don't send confirmation emails. I can't give
you
a cancellation number. I can't give you a cancellation number.
I'm driving, man. I can't write no. Yeah. I will gladly pull over. Gladly. Absolutely. I need every bit of this information. I need to know the name of this organization, and I don't even know these people. Just taking my bread, like. You've been blocked on Cash App. Had your block. More fee on the fee. That shit is crazy. How do you work for 60 people, man? How can you do that? Go ahead with the confirmation, please.
All right, it's CSN Charlie.
Go ahead.
263.
Right.
289.
Mm-hmm.
767.
767.
Yes, sir.
And the name of this organization, please?
The name of the organization that you ordered from was the Factory Direct Savings Club, sir.
The who?
The Factory Direct Savings Club.
Factory.
Mm-hmm. Direct. Savings Club.
And they're the ones that got this money?
Yes, sir.
And the name of your organization?
Sir, I'm part of a third-party customer service.
I don't care what you work for, somebody. What's the name who you work for?
I can't tell you the name of my actual company, sir, but I am
third-party. Secret organization. So this is a secret organization?
No, sir. It's not a
it's
secret organization.
Worse. It's getting worse, man. You filled out an application to work for somebody, and who is that?
Yes, sir, you're correct, but I cannot give out the name of this company I work for because it's a third-party company. We only represent our customer orders.
You only represent who?
The orders that the customer make on the Factory Direct Savings Club membership, sir.
So who hired you?
I can't tell you who hired me, sir, because we're a third-party.
Tell me who hired you. Are you working for Russia?
No, sir, I'm not working for Russia. I'm in the United
States. Come on, man. I don't understand it. If I wanted a job, I can't get a job because I'm not in the secret society.
No, this is my job. But I'm saying that I can't give you the name of the company because we're a third-party service.
Now I need to speak to the supervisor. Thank you.
All right, sir. Well, the supervisors go by the same protocol. So
I don't know about the protocol. I don't care about the protocol. I don't worry about your protocol, man. Protocol's out of whack. I don't know how it's immoral. I don't know how you can work for an immoral institution. Put your shoes on the other foot. Suppose you were calling about your bread. And somebody's telling you about a secret organization. You can't get all your money back. They just robbed you. Can't find out the name of it. How would you feel?
Well, considering everything that, you know, I went through with you, if somebody told me that, I would have, I don't know. I'm not
exactly.
saying
that's
it's,
my
it's,
point exactly.
Well, actually, no, I do know.
You know,
because,
you know. You know,
yeah,
you try to kick in the door waving the fourth ball. What the hell?
I'll tell you from my perspective, you know, from everything I explained, if I told you that you ordered this bag and then you got charged because of something that was in the terms and conditions, or if I was being told that, I've been like, well, that's my damn fault. But that's me. I do have everything canceled for you, though.
When would I get my money back, please?
Well, I did process your refund, and you should receive your money back within 3 to 5 business days.
5 business days. Lord have mercy. Factory Direct Savings Club, and they have the rest of my money.
Yes, sir.
Okay, you have a phone number for this organization? I have to look that up.
Give me 1 second, sir.
Thank you.
I'll give it to you.
Lord have mercy, the secret organization, the secret third-party organization. Well, what am I going to hear next? Well, I'll tell you, customers, I don't know what people are doing today in America, but it ain't right. this ain't right. Ow. Woo.
Excuse me. Okay, so I do have the phone number. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
It's 855.
855.
Uh-huh. 605.
605.
Uh-huh. 4500.
45.
Oh, 0. I mean, not 0, 01. My bad.
Okay, I was getting ready. That's why I was losing me there for a second. I'm right there, Mr. Secret Man, Agent Man. I appreciate your time. And to all the rest of the secret agents, have a great day. Lord, have mercy.
All right. Well, I hope you have a great day too, sir.
Okay. All right. Wait, I got to tell my man. We got to make a comedy thing about this one. Lord, have mercy. You're going to hear about this. All right. I'll talk to you later, man. Secret Agent Man.
All right, sir.
Have a good
day.
Thank
you. You too.